We're not messing around. Messing around. Here we go. Let's start off with a little bit of gratitude.
I like that.
Okay. What are you grateful for first?
I'm grateful for definitely the mics and all the equipment we have here.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the headphones. I'm grateful that you know how to work this kind of stuff.
Sort of.
I'm grateful for the mini bar we kind of set up here, mini juice bar, water bar, tea bar. I'm grateful for fluids. I'm grateful for my bed that gave me good rest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely grateful for that. Again, I'm grateful for being able to do this, you know, just to talk and help people out with anything that's coming their way, because we've probably been there.
I am. I'm grateful.
We've gone through a lot of stuff.
I'm grateful that we're doing this. I'm grateful for the plants. I'm grateful for the my little cart. Is it time to start? Have I been?
I think I'm definitely grateful.
All right, let's get it started.
Definitely. We're John and Stephanie. We are the founders of Plantspiration. That's a nonprofit we started to help people prevent reverse disease and, you know, to live a healthier life, help animals and the planet.
Nice.
Yeah.
People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases. Nowadays, people know us for reaching and teaching people all over the world how to get healthy too. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I want to remind you to like, subscribe, share, and remind you how grateful we are that you're here listening to this. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Right.
This episode, by the way, from personal to professional achievements, this year was nothing short of extraordinary.
Heck yeah.
You know what made this happen? Manifesting.
Yeah.
The power of manifesting. So pull up a chair, get your water, your tea, your walk, whatever it is, and get ready to get inspired with us as we share experiences, lessons, and actionable insights.
Yeah, yeah.
To how to become, I guess, a master manifester.
Definitely.
And transform your life. We're going to go over the 2024 year in review. When we started going over, like, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk, you know?
Yeah.
In this right here that we're here, it's like full circle of...
It is. Just the making it happen, manifesting. And
look at this, my Plantspiration Unplugged notebook that we talk about.
Right.
I took that and I wrote plants, you know, the unplugged part, the logo that you see right now on this podcast.
Right. Yep.
I did that first.
Yep.
And then said, okay, let's do this.
Let's make this happen.
Like, I had to see it. And then it seemed real to me, like, oh, we've got a logo for the podcast.
It wasn't just an idea we've been kicking around. Now it's down on paper.
It's down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week. It was Christmas. That's done.
Right.
Got through that. Everybody got through that. Okay, I hope. We're sending out love.
Yeah, definitely.
Now we're kind of getting ready for the new year. And I'm realizing how to get better focused on things as we go through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, first of all, we got in here a little bit earlier today.
Yeah, definitely.
Lesson learned. I got stuff to do. Yeah, lesson learned. Well, we do.
We got a lot to do, yeah, and there's really not...
What do you have to do today, by the way?
Oh, I'm gonna work.
I got
some design work. I got some machining to do, yeah.
Thanks for manifesting that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's what I was doing.
Well, I've been talking about it for a while.
Oh, I mean, years ago, I didn't, you know, way long time ago when I started my business, I didn't really understand about manifesting, you know. I just, like, set my mind to it, wrote stuff down, notes of what I wanted and, you know, how to start my shop. And
yeah, it's like, I mean, everybody, I think, is manifesting something. Mm-hmm. Everybody is manifesting. When you're wishing for something or you want something to happen, we tapped into it a billion times. Like, we tapped into that, like, oh, I wish I had this or I want that. But we really didn't realize until we did it a few times and we looked back and kind of scratched our head. I was like, that sounds like we manifested that. But it seemed too, like, woo-woo. Is that a...
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you...
What do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that? That's just like, well, it's just, yeah, whatever.
I didn't believe in it.
Yeah, it's...
It didn't seem real, kind of?
Real, yeah.
What was... You manifested your business. You know that. You got that going. That seemed easier because you kind of knew what it looked like to run a shop, do a shop. You knew what you were doing, yeah, and you wanted it.
Yeah, excuse me. It was easier. Yeah, exactly. I already knew. I laid it down in my head and then put it on paper and made it happen.
Kind of like when people go on a vacation is what I say. You go on a vacation and you know exactly where you're going. I mean, we've talked about going on vacations, but we never really did it until actually this year. This year was like our first time going not fully work, but right. We're going to go do...
One of us wasn't on a business trip and the other one was just tagging along.
Exactly.
Or when we go out to the medical conference, you know.
People manifest their vacations. People manifest their job. People manifest... Mm-hmm. I think we even did things that we didn't want to have happen.
Well, I think it works both ways.
Yeah, it does.
All that cliche. You know, you got to worry about... Or how is it, you know, be careful what you wish for, kind of a thing.
I do have to be careful. And you know that there's some truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. And we see it time and time. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
It's foggy. It's murky. It's allergies come through.
It is. It's so, in my throat.
But we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
So doing this podcast, this is a whole nother level of... We're going to really make this manifestation go to town. I'm going to visualize this even more, is what I kept telling John. And I just want you to keep thinking about... Actually, I remember the scene from Coal Miner's Daughter when, you know, she finally got... They're working so hard. And they finally get into the record studio and he goes, you know...
Oh, yeah. They're at the radio station like, hey, come on, play the record.
And they're like, yeah, we already know who you are.
Yeah.
And she was like, what?
Yeah, like it was really cool because they didn't know, you know, they were just like focused on working.
Loretta Lynn didn't know. They just were going all over the place. They were just trying to get their record out, get the DJs to play the record.
That was a little. It was an interview, and she said something.
And he goes, "You really don't know." And they're like, "No, we've been out here working. We really don't know."
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that's how we felt when we are kind of seeing the numbers coming into the podcast. We were
the guy's like, you're on the charts. Like, we're playing your record. Oh, yeah, it was something the manager would, you know, we're never going to play your record. And like, don't worry about it, kids.
Yeah.
You're on the charts. There's nothing he can do. We're playing your record.
And then they realized that they really didn't know. Loretta Lynn really didn't know that this was going on. And that's kind of what's happening with the podcast.
We
We aren't really paying attention to what's going on. We've just been kind of manifesting that we're doing it, we're showing up, and we're going to figure it out as we go along. Definitely. We say thank you to everybody for being here. And
thank you.
And this podcast is brought to you by Meyer.
Yeah.
They have supplied all the food into this smoothie, into this juice, into this tea that we have here. So thank you. We love Meyer's. Shout out to Larry, the produce department guy.
Yeah, I'm into that new case of kale. Thanks.
Yes, Larry. Thank you, Larry. So we did put down a little, we did put together a little list.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't usually do these show notes, but we're learning as we go along. And this was a lot of stuff. I started putting down a couple things.
I mean, I see the printer going. I'm like, holy cow, what are you? What do we got here?
Well, I had other notes that came up. So we've got this list of things. And I mean, right off the bat this year, it started off with a bang when I found out that we were going to be in Dr. Neil Barnard's new book, The Power Foods Diet.
Yeah, right.
What?
What?
But I'd been manifesting this.
And you have.
People might not believe that or what I mean by that, or I didn't wake up and be like, I'm going to be in Dr. Barnard's book today. That was not really the way I went about it, but I envisioned things like, people know me for losing 100 pounds and my family losing 250 pounds. And I'd said it so many times that I was envisioning, like, when I stand in front of people and I say it, and lo and behold, that actually happened.
Yeah, it did.
It took years.
Oh, yeah.
It took years for this to happen, for me to build this, for me, just all of these steps.
It's getting recognition that, this is huge, actually. I mean, to get a whole family to just change everything that they're doing.
He was really blown away. He's very blown away by my story. Mm-hmm. And I'm humbled to think that he asked me to be in his book.
Yeah.
And he didn't just ask us, you know, to be in the book. He wrote page 67, 68, and 69, by the way, in the Power Foods Diet. He invited us out to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They invited us out to Washington, D.C. for the debut of his book.
Yeah, the whole book debut and book signing out at the D.C. press club. Yeah,
the like, press club.
All the presidents are speaking.
I was like, what? Nerve-wracking. You know, doing stuff like this. Mm-hmm. It was scary. It felt vulnerable. I'm sharing our story, and it does every time. By the way, people think that this might look easy, or
sure,
but there was a level of vulnerability that I had to face, and the scariness of, well, now our story's going out, and you know, that's a lot. Just think about it. If it was you,
it's just your story. You know, our story. But I mean, that's kind of like doing this. It's like a little nerve-wracking.
We had the whole family.
But anyways, they invited the whole family, and they invited your roller skates.
That was
they said.
talk about a 2024 takeoff.
Right.
They asked if I could, and thank you, by the way, Physicians Committee. Just blown away from the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful is an understatement. They have me come out. I'm bringing my light up roller skates.
Yeah.
We've got Chuck. We've got Dr. Barnard. Just everybody there, and they're like, yeah, roll across, you know, I just landed. It was like we landed that day, and we did the book signing, book release party. The rest of the family really isn't in front of the camera. Right. Nobody's really seen, nobody's really talked about, and all of a sudden I'm like, you guys have to, I didn't say you have to, but would you please, pretty please, would you come out to DC?
Mm-hmm.
And two of them did.
Heck yeah. That's
and we awesome. Made it out there. And that was
time.
Our first family trip like that ever. Yeah,
definitely. All of us at once.
So that
and
was...
And it's been like you with one of the kids and then again with another one of the kids. And it was like kind of all of us flying out somewhere together. Almost all of us.
First big
yeah.
moment with just being at the press club in D.C. Like that was surreal. Awesome. That was absolutely surreal. I'm still reflecting on the gratitude. Like, that's the stuff I wake up to every day. I'm like, I roller skated across the press club floor.
I know.
What?
I watch the video sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I see it when I go on my Instagram. Sometimes it pops up where it's like, whatever I'm talking about. We were just sick. You know, and we shared our story. Next thing you know, our pictures are on the big screen, and they're like having the, you know, the kids stand up, Isabel and Zachary, and then we flew back home, and it was right back to work.
It was like a rock star thing in there. Do your like gig, it. And then we left the next.
Met so many amazing people. Awesome, Plantspiration people showed up in D.C.
Yeah,
we have people all over the world.
In the Plantspiration merch, in the gear.
So grateful.
That was awesome.
And it didn't stop because once that little momentum happened, you know, that positive moment, it makes all the yucky stuff go away.
Definitely. I don't even know what yucky stuff you're talking about.
Well, we've gone through a lot of.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's things that don't go right all the time, you know? I just spend less time thinking about them.
Yeah. I mean, it's more fun with the highlights, not the low lights.
Well,
you know.
You know, I'm big on all the highlights.
Yeah.
The next, let's go down this list. So we actually wrote some stuff down. What's next? So after we get back from DC, we're spinning. You know, I'm popping out these classes every week.
Yep.
We're getting everybody healthier. That's what this was, you know, that's what this is about. Plantspiration, this nonprofit, the mission is to educate, motivate, and inspire people.
Yep.
And I wake up to that every day.
For sure.
From messages to people, messages people send us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the person who tagged me yesterday. And
yeah, somebody you don't even know. They're like, hey, this is great. I love your podcast. It's just awesome.
By the way,
yeah.
You keep crushing it with your routine that you created, these walks, these miles, these runs, these motivational, and the posts that she made and then tags us in it. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the stuff that keeps me motivated.
Yeah.
And getting invited to Chicago to another book club.
Oh, yeah.
It was a book club?
Yeah, then it was closer to home. It was a library downtown for another book signing out here in
Huge moments. These are huge moments that when I started this, I would have never believed it, but I had to start believing it. I started putting, we talked about this morning.
What? I'm seriously, I don't know where you're at because there's a lot of funny stuff.
The way when I wanted to be a Food for Life instructor and I paced
Oh my God. Yeah. This was manifesting 101. And I didn't know. I don't know. It wasn't really apparent at the time. With Dr. Barnard years ago, a picture
6 years ago.
Right. Of another, you know, he's in a picture with
I searched what a food for life instructor looked like.
Yeah.
And I just found somebody's picture. They were lovely.
Yeah.
And I put my face actually on it. Like I glued my face on it. And yep, I was like, this is me coming soon.
And you made that happen.
I absolutely did. And I believe 100% that was part of it because I had to have something that I visualized.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was. You know, I was like, I have to know what I have, just like the vacation. I need to think about that beach. I need to think about where I'm going to keep me motivated to get there. And it did take work. We don't talk about that.
It wasn't like, wow, the next week it happened.
This is what the unplugged part is, like the behind the scenes part of what's going on. The work part of it.
But that also, I mean, just look at us, the strength of that type of manifestation. When you really have it there in front of you, physically.
I know how that is.
Uh-huh.
I brought in the mother of manifesting.
That's what I'm talking about, that picture there you got there.
Let me just pull this up here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I break it out.
For those of you on YouTube.
So this is what we're talking about with manifesting. And if you're new to listening to us, thank you. Mm-hmm. We're here to inspire people, motivate people, how we changed our life. It did start with the diet. And that's what we're teaching people on Wednesday night, that part. And the rest of the week is this part, like how to hit your goals. How to make those behavior changes is what I do as a lifestyle medicine coach. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. But I didn't know. I didn't know I was doing it. We had little moments in our life where we were like, did we just do that?
Like, yeah, like how, what?
Well, the house was when we really realized.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford it. We couldn't do it. It was ridiculous. It's just.
New models going up. And
I was like, we're going to go look at this new model. And I knew you were like, oh my God.
I was like, holy.
I thought that this was.
You know, I'm a guy. I'm looking at the price tag right now.
Well, yeah.
Like, holy smokes.
But
I'm like, this is perfect for the kids.
I thought this was going to make us happy.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to make us happy.
I was like, everybody can have their own room,
but
which
it was,
you're going to get a little happiness with that.
Sure, but it was, we didn't need to to do that size. We could have done smaller, but in my mind at the time, that's what I believed. That's what I grew up thinking, like, you know, bigger is better, or, you know, this is going to make us happy, or this is going to make us feel a certain way. So that's on the side. We learned that later. And I'm grateful for everything, but let me get back to the manifesting of the most unrealistic thing at the time. Because we were just getting by with making our mortgage payment of the last house we were on. And then I come in and I'm like, in 5 years, we're going to go to a single family home is how it started.
Right, right.
And so he comes home one day and I'm like, you got to look at this house nearby, these models. And we walked in and you were like, this is not going to happen.
Well, I was like,
and I was like, yes, it is. It's going to happen. I know you can do it. Mm-hmm. And you had your own business. No pressure for anybody listening. That's scary.
Yeah. I manifested that and started that business. And
but you didn't know at the time that that's what you were doing.
No, I was just starting a shop. Every machinist wants, I'm going to, you know, get some machines at home. Yeah. But I didn't want to just putz around on the weekend if I'm going to have machines at home. I want to make some coin.
Well, and you took action.
Yeah.
And action comes in.
Like, I got kids to feed. Shit.
Action comes in many different ways.
Yeah.
So the action of the house and the visualization of that was.
It was just amazing that all happened like that.
Did you know? I mean,
we would go there like every other week, at least every month.
It was every month for a year, by the way, you guys. Mm-hmm. So when people think things happen overnight, no. But having patience is part of it. So
I remember the last time that we were in that we went to visit our new house, that we're in the model home, and I'm just like, really, I'm comfortable at this point. It's been a year. I'm like kicking it in the couch there, and other people were coming in the model. I'm like, lean back, hey, come on in, come on.
Literally.
Like, it was ours. I pictured us.
We were being
it
silly.
It was ours, yeah.
We thought we were being silly, but we were really putting it out there and envisioning ourselves in it. We envisioned where all the kids' rooms were. Mm-hmm. I envisioned what it was going to look like before I even knew what making a vision board was.
Yeah, right.
You know, everything. And the salespeople were actually kind of like, oh my gosh.
Probably.
They're like, here comes these people
these
again.
These guys are going to be able to do
seriously.
This. No, really.
Because we were coming every month, and they probably, it took us a year to get our finances together, and it was a hard year. So there's that action phase of, if I wanted it, not only did I visualize it, but we had to go and work at that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, how did I do it? I made the list. We're going to cut off this. We're going to cut back on this. We're going to do this. It took it took some work to do it. But my gosh, when you've got a goal and you've got something that you're visualizing, it makes you want it. It makes it happen.
It makes it happen.
It makes it happen. And try it.
That's the manifesting.
I'm going to give you my five tips at the end of how I teach everybody, talk about it, what we've learned, our experiences, and how we're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
How we're going to keep going. Because when we started this in 2013, it was January 7th, 2013. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget our anniversary date coming up. We started it. And I just wanted to lose weight. I didn't even know what I was manifesting. I just didn't want to die. So it was like, I just want to not do this right. I don't want to die. I want to do this right. So I just started doing it. And then 3 months in was when I started, I just thought I have to get moving. I have to get exercising. We have to do something. And the weight was coming off, but I realized I didn't have a vision of myself.
Yeah. Definitely.
I didn't know what I looked like, small, thin.
You just wanted to do this, you know, but
it started happening.
You didn't have that visual.
I didn't have the visual. I'd never looked like this my whole life.
Right.
So I did something ridiculous while I was going through the weight loss, and it was coming off so quick. And I was manifesting in that Pinterest. I had, I can't stand that one. It was hard for me to work with. But anyway, I made a closet on Pinterest. And I started putting in all these pick what I would wear, because everything I wore up until this point in my life was black on black on black on black. And I only wore black.
Yeah.
Everything. Maybe with polka dots.
Accessories.
Always. So I started being a little bit more open minded to, I'm going to wear jeans.
Yeah.
I didn't wear jeans all the time. Like, yeah. Or a blouse or a jacket. Or, you know, I started a whole closet of stuff. And I took this one picture. The date is on here.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, wow. Look at it. What's the date on there? Up at the top left.
Oh, that's 4/1. That's April Fool's in 2013.
That's not an April Fool's.
No, it's not. Wow. April 1st, 2013.
I took this picture and I taped it on the recumbent bike. Yep. And I said, I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it in one of the episodes where you were like, okay.
Yeah, well, it's like a lady walking, definitely thin in shape, looking good, cute. You can't, and the way her hair is, the way her head's turned, you can't see her face. I'm like,
it was perfect.
I'm like, this is you.
I could visualize myself here.
Totally.
And that's what I did. And it wasn't until later that I was like, oh my goodness, this was my visualization. Mm-hmm. You know, the working out, the lifting weights, the keeping going at it, even when days were bad, I was like, I'm going to do this. That's manifesting. But we lose track of it. We'd lose track of how it goes. But
it's amazing what you did.
We manifested that. You definitely. Just manifested everything else.
Yeah.
Manifested getting on my bike, which, by the way, how many miles was it? 1,500 miles I got in this year?
Yeah, this year, 1,500, yeah.
I think I'm at about 19,000 miles on my bike.
Yeah, you're probably, I think we're, you're probably like 19,500, 18,500. I don't.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
19,044 miles on my bike.
Nice, you hit 19.
So amazing. And we did something new this year. This was another thing this year we did. We did kayaking.
Oh yeah, wow.
Tried something new.
That was cool.
Thank you, Margo. We love that.
Happy birthday.
Again. Just these events that we kept going back and going, wow, we did this, or we did. It might not seem like a big deal to people, but there was one point I couldn't even walk around my house. So to get on a kayak and go do these things that I was completely scared, terrified. Mm-hmm. I used to say things like, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah. Like I've said that too about kayaking. I'm like, I don't know.
We manifested that.
I'm not a water person, but man, we had such a darn good time. But by the time we left on the way home, I'm like, I'm going to buy some of these.
I know.
And you're like, no, you're not. We're just going to rent them. You're like, right. You're right.
Don't you think it was like we kind of manifested things not to happen before all of this too? Like we just believed that this was just how it was going to be.
Well, yeah. Once you say, no, I'm not doing that, or I can't do that, you're not. You're not going.
You're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Things just kept growing for us. I went from not leaving the house. Mm-hmm. There was a time, by the way, now this is some vulnerable stuff. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to ride the highway.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm coming from, you guys. I used to be afraid to go on the tollway,
like
the
driving highway,
the express lane down to Chicago. Like, I couldn't do stuff like that.
Right.
I believed I couldn't do stuff like that. I told myself, nope, I can't do that. And that went on for 45 years.
Yeah. So we actually barely ever went to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, we were born there, but I was like, well, I don't know how to get down there, so we're just not going to do it. A train? Oh, I was taught, you know, be terrified of everything.
Yeah. What?
Man, it just gets stuck in you, but we're, so sheltered. We can undo it. We didn't know.
I knew.
We're getting out of there. Next thing you know, we're kayaking.
Yeah.
And then we're flying back out to D.C. by August.
Yep, yep, for ICNM.
International yep. Conference of Nutrition and Medicine, our highlight of the year to go see our colleagues, you mm-hmm. know, learn more on nutrition. That's and right. we got to meet some really incredible people that...
Yeah.
You Are What You Eat movie, Christopher Garner.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait. And he was so yeah. awesome to talk
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Right away, I was like, we're doing a documentary. We've lost all this weight. You know, I'm so grateful somebody's doing the study so that we can refer to them. We don't write
exactly.
them. We just talk to people that
yeah,
do them.
We read them and talk. Yeah, exactly.
It was incredible. So we can't wait to get back to D.C., learn more stuff this year. I already saw a little bit of what's going in. It's going to be
an awesome. There was a lot going on there. John Abramson. And
that, yeah.
With he, sick.
Sickening. That book is great, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, awesome. And I'm hearing more and more people talking about this pharmaceutical stuff. Oh, now yeah. people are catching on. Let's talk about yeah. that for a second. Mm-hmm. Everybody's realizing, you know, these designer drug commercials on mm-hmm. TV are a joke.
They are.
Listen to the way that they're talking with the music over it. No, this is great.
People dancing in the
streets. My arms are falling off. My eyes are bleeding. You know, mm-hmm. you could die. You might die, and they say it with this pretty music, like, and they're dancing around. This yeah. is the BS that if you're this is how people manifest themselves right into that pill.
Yeah.
In those moments, like, and we only are one of two countries that advertise like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want Plantspiration commercials advertised so that people know where to go mm-hmm. to learn how to prevent and reverse disease, lose weight, feel great, and keep it off. That's what I'm manifesting next right. is commercials, right. more advertisement, but it's, you know. This right here is helping.
This, yeah, exactly.
We're
this
making is what we need. Money this is coming commercial. In to get more for marketing
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
every little bit. And tell them how excited I get over the littlest amounts.
Oh, the yeah, definitely the
2 cents. Amounts.
Hey, it's awesome. Though. I'm like, wow,
look at this. I made 0.3.
That's awesome. I mean, you're just doing great posts and spreading the information and helping people.
That's what we want to do, and yeah. we don't want it to be an arm and a leg. We no. already have that problem. People are yeah. already spending money. People are already getting duped. We don't want that to happen. We mm-hmm. want people to actually learn how to do this. To
yeah.
It's not just a diet. It's like you can maintain it. That's what we're watching happen over here.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of the medical commercials,
yeah,
the medicine. You know, ask your doctor if this BS is right for you. That's just, no. It's gonna turn around. Tell your doctor that Plantspiration is right for you.
And we have doctors that are telling people that Plantspiration is right for them.
Yeah.
And if you are
a doctor recommended, we've had them send patients and we help them out.
Here's it's if amazing. You're a doctor out there listening, by the way, mm-hmm. You can contact us contact me, Stephanie@plantspiration.org. Mm-hmm. We will create a QR code for your patient. So any yep. doctor, the doctors that do refer their patients, you know, we'll say, Dr. John, he's got a QR code, gives to the patient, here's a month free.
Yeah.
So if you're a doctor and you want to refer somebody to Plantspiration, we offer right. a free month. We just want people to feel what this feels like because they're really, going to love it.
Right, right. And it's just a big help to doctors because this is the support that the doctor can't like maintain and, you know.
Right.
It's the support that people need, really.
And there's current health model doctors, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And then there's lifestyle medicine doctors. Those right. are the ones I mostly work with and meet and see. The lifestyle medicine takes a whole different approach. It's another health model that gets into healthy eating, you mm-hmm. know, physical activity, managing stress, sleep, removing toxins, and relationship support.
Definitely.
What do you know? What does that sound like to you?
Sounds like us.
Plantspiration,
baby.
Is why we started this, and this is the approach we have.
Heck yeah.
So we didn't just celebrate going out and doing business stuff.
Uh-huh.
We celebrated 30 years of marriage this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, wow, right?
It's been not one, easy.
One heck of a year.
Yeah.
We've done a lot. I mean, there's...
30 years.
30 years, yep.
You're not the same guy I married.
What?
But you're the same guy I married, but I know. You're not.
I know.
All of these things we've actually gone through.
We're not the same people.
We're not the same people. We're not doing, we're not thinking the same
way.
I mean, way
we're
things.
Better versions of how we used to be.
And that's what I want to inspire people. We were so stuck. We were stuck in our marriage. We were stuck in our relationship. We were stuck in this doom and gloom, but we were drinking through it. You know what I mean? We didn't have these aspirations.
Through it, bitching at the TV while the news is on.
Oh, yeah.
Frickin',
I don't miss that.
No, this
I
is
don't miss that.
Much better life.
This podcast, I'm going to say it right here in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This has helped our relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, we're good. We've gone through so much, by the way. We aren't just coming up here like 30 years later like, this has been awesome.
No.
This has been hard.
Yeah.
This has been hard. And then to put ourselves out there in front of you guys... That's not easy either.
Right?
It's just scary.
Like out there for...
Everybody's going to hear what we're going through. You
well,
know?
That's just it. I mean, we're normal, like, in that...
As normal as can be.
...aspect of, yeah, going through stuff together. And then we just try to always, how do we do better? You know, how do we do better from
this
thinking
put it,
to
this
talking
put it under the microscope,
everything.
Though.
Yeah.
This put it under the microscope because you can tell if I'm getting... You know, frustrated, but I'm really good at guiding. Like, you know, think positive and you know, do this. But
you're
I've watched
an awesome coach.
Thank you. I think so, and that's not something I would say.
Well, that's awesome.
You, the old me,
yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I would be like, I'm dumb, I'm stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll never happen. That is the way I talk to myself.
Yeah,
I used to talk to myself, and I believed it.
Yeah.
And I manifested it.
You believe what you...
You believe what you put out there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're celebrating 30 years. I'm sure as time goes by, people will hear more about our relationship and how it did grow, but it shifted. I went from being no aspirations, no goals, to an entrepreneur, a CEO. I'm having board meetings, stuff that, like, what?
I'm like, that's like... Big people stuff.
That's kind like, of like the shift we went through.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to know that they can do this too. They can do whatever they want, but there's a process to it.
Definitely.
And we're learning how to get it down, and we're gonna continue to learn how to get better at it.
I mean, that's definitely manifesting. But the big thing is it actually doing it. That step of starting what you've been wanting to do. That you've been thinking about doing.
You talk about it.
That
for
you've
a long
written
time.
Down and whatnot. I mean, you still, what the manifesting does is just really opens up
the ability
to pick up on the opportunities that are going to help you get to your goal.
Think right now if you're listening to this, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you want? What do you want to have happen? I mean, because I don't know one person out there who is manifesting, I want to be unhealthy, broke, and miserable. Nobody is manifesting that kind of stuff. Nobody's wishing that kind of stuff.
No.
I want to help people hone in on those tools to sharpen it and to keep it easy by just sharing some of the stuff that we're doing. Because this whole podcast has been a manifestation of, we can do this, we got this, let's just start it. And we've learned to quiet down the doubt. We've learned to quiet the limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
It's grown exponentially.
Well, yeah. I mean, just talking about it, I think, like,
How far you've come.
I
eight
know.
Episodes, you're a totally different podcaster.
Oh, God.
No, seriously. Seriously.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's
you
awesome.
You don't notice.
Well, thank you.
You don't notice. You were the nerves, which are normal.
Well, this is what I wanted to do, but it's just like, oh, shit, this is real. Like, it's...
You still get a little nervous.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
How do you think you've shifted that over? You know, when we think about reframing the obstacle.
Yeah. Well, I kind of had to think back of all the things that we have done and manifested and just think, like, I didn't think about, I'm going to start a machine shop. And, you know, I never once thought about failing. I never once thought about any negativeness about it.
No, you've always been really positive.
And, like, I haven't been negative about the podcast, but you're like, you know, it's a little weird when the light goes on.
And it's
you know,
hard
you're
for
recording
me.
Recording, and it's like,
And it's hard.
It's different.
It's hard also, like, here's a relationship thing. It's hard for me to not say, stop getting nervous, stop getting nervous, stop getting nervous, because I see it like elevates it. So kind of like what I coach, focus back on you. So when that's going on, when I see you kind of getting nervous or it's getting closer time, I'm even learning to just shut it and focus on me and think, we got this. This is going to be great. This is going to be another great episode. And we're finding that balance. That's not easy, to take constructive criticism for each other. And we've really put that out there too.
That's hard.
Like, hey, ask your spouse, what do you not like about me? We got to get that stuff out.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
What are you thinking of? Are you actually thinking of something you don't like?
No, not at all.
Like, the way you I was like, wow.
That's hard to, that kind of leaves you like,
well, what? We've worked through a lot of this stuff because I started getting to a point where I'm just going to say it. And I would say it with, I love you. I'm not trying to hurt any feelings, but I want to make this part better. And I want to talk about it. And I know you're not going to like it. But we faced that hard stuff.
Yeah,
we had to, because we didn't want to feel tension in here. We want to be as real as possible for people. Yeah, we want to say, like, things have not been easy.
Right.
You know, we deal with stuff, but we're learning how to deal with it better so that we can better, you know, inspire people. Change can happen, but it's going to take some work.
Right. I mean, really, I think it's important. You know, we want to help. I'm never coming from a place like talking down to people like, you got to do this and you got to do that.
And I'm sure I've done that in the past, but we've done, we've done that in the beginning. We were kind of like, you got to do it, you got to do it. And we learned that's not really the approach. So just to be honest, you know, you're right. It's just doing it and being the inspiration is what I tell everybody in the group. Like, this is just the way you have to really focus on you.
Yeah.
And that's the most inspiring thing.
I mean, it is. I'll tell you what, because I see on our Saturday meetings, when we all get together and talk about how their week went, I see all the awesomeness that you're doing with all the members that you've seen during the week. You know,
it's incredible.
They're on track, they're doing great.
It's not just about weight.
No. It's, oh my God, no.
There's everybody's so much coming more in there with, it. I'm not really in, everybody's going in with a no resolution, but they're able to focus on these other important things. Like that, they want to be better manifestors, right, kind of.
The resolution, is not
to get better at what they're doing.
Using it as losing weight and getting healthy. Like, that's already in motion.
They've already done it. That's what's going on at Plantspiration. You come in thinking, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this. But there's something different going on. This is not just a diet. So I've really honed in on behavior, changing tools to help make these things come to fruition for people because they can do it. But we've spent so many times failing at things and we get really stuck on that. Like, I suck at this.
Yeah. I see the people that would talk to themselves, how you would talk, I'm stupid, I'm not going to do it.
It happens.
I've seen that. And now later, you know, months or a year later, whatever, how it's been a while.
It takes time.
It's turned around.
It
and that person
time.
That I'm thinking about is doing great.
She's
doesn't
doing
talk
awesome.
To herself like that anymore. No. And it's just such an inspiration.
So many of us.
You're doing such good work. It's great. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And I can't wait to talk later about our Plantspiration Health Report.
That's coming
other
too.
People had checked in.
This
That's
might
great.
Go over because this was a big year. And
doesn't
all of
matter.
The things that so far we've talked about
were
not even near a possibility in my mind 12 years ago. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do any, I didn't even know how to run a Word document. There's also that kind of stuff. I didn't have a computer for work. I had a computer for paying bills. You know what I mean? And going on Facebook and
that
goofing
was just
around.
Your phone.
I didn't know how to actually do any Excel sheets, Word documents, you know, little things that I didn't believe I could do. And then once you do it, you're like, oh, okay, I can get better at this. Just a small example of many things. And then we had our oldest kid turn 30.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
Look at how much this impacted our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just by not the diet part, just the whole, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, to hear your kids say they're proud of you. I'm living for that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel good?
That is awesome. Are you kidding me?
That took work.
I'm just, wow.
That took work. See what I mean? It takes some work going through so much of this stuff. Just, get ready to get inspired. We didn't just celebrate that. Then we went to, like I said, we went to South Carolina, and we actually took a trip for us.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
That was great.
Grateful. Again,
definitely.
Celebrating Leo's, let's just say it was Leo's fifth birthday. Yeah. It was the first birthday that we attended because they moved down to South Carolina, mm-hmm. and it was breaking my heart. And
that was just a super good time.
Leo, Auntie Stephanie, and Uncle John love you. Yeah. And we can't wait to interview. 5 years old, he turned five, reading books third level.
Yeah.
They're called like third level books he's reading. It. Big words, not like Dick and Jane. Like this kid was, he was vegan from the day of conception, mm-hmm. and he's been vegan ever since. And I can't tell my best friend enough, this is no coincidence. Well, right. she's amazing. I mean, she's done the work. She's an incredible mother. But I hear it time and time again.
Tony, it's in nutrition.
It is. Well, he's eating so good. He's eating the fiber. He's eating the beans. He's eating smoothies. He's eating all the things that she's been introducing mm-hmm. him to, you know, different than how we all grew up. So
yeah, definitely. He's crushing it.
We love that. And we're grateful for getting out there for that. Starting the podcast.
Wow.
That was just in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the year flew by. We've done, what was the numbers? 248 Saturday support groups.
Yeah, wow.
52 grocery hauls, 53 Motivation Mondays, mm-hmm. 52 Thursday Thrives. What are those? Those are all my coaching lives.
Those are the live group coachings. They're awesome.
Every week I'm getting in front of people in my group because I love that I know who they are, what they're doing.
You can like talk to more people in that amount of time.
Well, it's also very individual. So I know exactly, mm-hmm. and I love that. And they're just, I just love what
it's
I do.
It's awesome. All the text, you know, during the lives, you know, I see the questions and different chats going on, you know, of
lots of work.
It's awesome. People are doing great.
And you've seen those get better.
Yeah.
My lives and everything kind of evolves once you just start going through it and realizing mm-hmm. this isn't going to be perfect the first time, or this is probably going to suck the first one. You know, I can't wait till we have so many episodes. Here I am manifesting till we go back and cringe at the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the thing I was thinking, you know, I was definitely nervous and worried about, oh, how's it going to go? And then, all right, now, you know, we'll do the next one. It'll be better.
It's going to be great.
One will be better. And it's been a great time. We've been doing it.
The growth of Plantspiration too, when I see the year-end numbers and the stuff I did mm-hmm. and what we've done and what we started off with, again, all manifesting. I'm going to the top. I, you know, Plantspiration around the world. Mm-hmm. I eat, breathe, and sleep these visual practices of gratitude, all these things I'm going to talk about.
Yep.
Because if we told people where we were even 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't even want to talk about it.
No, I mean, you know, we were plant-based and everything. But
You know, we lose the weight. Everything's going great. But I don't ever want to come off like things have been easy or we've just, you know, skated through and jobs exactly. have been great. There's been some incredible obstacles. But what mm-hmm. we've learned through all this is that me more so than ever, stay positive, manifest we're going to get out of this.
Yeah.
You know, we were in bad shape.
Yeah, definitely. I was like not. I was practically spiraling. Yeah,
you spiraled.
Got worried about it. You know, losing a customer, and it was just they just kind of shut down that division, so the work wasn't coming in.
All of a sudden,
the design work. Yeah, I was like.
I think that I watched you kind of spiral, worrying so much about it that mm-hmm. that's all you thought about. And I watched it get worse and worse. And then I kind of was like, I'm just going to go off in my own world. I'm going to stay focused on me and everything's going to be okay. Meanwhile, our son almost died.
Yep.
There's mm-hmm. other losses that we incurred during this moment.
Yeah.
I did talk about losing my 501c3 at the same time. I did get it back, by the way. I never really covered that. Like, I got it back. I mean, it all happened.
Yeah.
We were behind in mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. We were behind in all of our bills. And we were in a place in our relationship that we didn't even know how to communicate.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Through that.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
We weren't unhappy, but we were just pretending that this wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to handle all that stuff.
That was some back burner stuff, but it was boiling over.
And we were still doing this. This was like my keeping this going was all I cared about. See what I mean? I stayed so focused on this and I believed in this. And I was like, we got this, we can do this. And I kept telling you, mm-hmm. don't think about what's not going right. I need you to envision yourself right now, getting more jobs and getting those checks and making this happen. Yeah. And I think you were like, yeah, whatever. You're not the one that has to, there was a little of that going on.
Well, yeah, I was like, it's not just that easy.
But it worked. Know?
But yeah, it did.
What changed?
I just had to change my mind.
You had to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We had to talk about it, and that was not an easy conversation.
No.
That was hard, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I just had to really think face about it and face it. And
this sucks, we're screwed.
Yeah, and then get over now that what? And go to the positive side. Now, what can I do to make it better?
Thank you. I'm giving you, I can't do it enough. Gratitude in here for what you've done. None of this would be happening if it wasn't for you. You know, people are listening to this and we're having fun and we're roller skating and doing our bikes, but truly this wouldn't be happening.
It's not all bikes and roller skates.
If it wasn't for, I wouldn't be able to pull off all these classes, and then you're here for the Saturday support groups and all these things if it wasn't for you, because we're volunteering our time for this. Yeah. I'm not making money off of memberships where this nonprofit, the money goes right back into helping other people.
I mean, we pretty much run on donations and you know, membership, and all that money goes back out to
2 years ago this
the community
seemed impossible to achieve. It was some of our worst moments in our 30 years that we've gone through, but this was the for better or for worse. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
I just said
that for Zachary's wedding.
Well, I know you did.
I just said
did
it.
Did they say that for ours?
They
richer
did.
Or poorer, probably.
Yeah, but we weren't paying attention. And we almost gave up a few times.
Yeah.
But thank God we didn't.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jeez, we made Louise. It. Come because on. I just kept thinking, we got to tell more people that we can keep getting better at things.
Definitely.
But the food kept us grounded. Like being healthy and knowing we've got some anchor too. We could get through this. We could get stronger. We could learn how to get better. This all changed tremendously.
I mean, you can't, you know, a little bit of sickness and people, you know, dying and things happening. It's like, it can...
10 years ago,
yucky,
none of this seemed possible. 12 years ago, this was are you joking me? We would have laughed at ourselves.
Yeah.
If we saw ourselves for the future. Like did I ever talk about the time I had the psychic who said I was going to be known for nutrition? Did I even tell these people this? And I was like, yeah, okay. That happened, by the way.
That's right.
That happened where about 15 years ago, I had a psychic come over here for some party.
Yeah.
And I was completely in disbelief. Like I was going with this trend of having this guy out.
Yeah.
And he came over here and he was like, you're going to reach your goal weight. And I was like, did it. I'm wearing my size 14s.
Yeah.
My pants I hold up and say, these are my skinny jeans. And he said, you're going to be known for nutrition. And I held up my glass of vodka and I said, yeah, okay, potatoes. Yeah. That's all I knew about nutrition. Like, and I'm lucky I knew that.
Wow.
A couple years later, I went back and, you know, I did my first talk and I was like, oh my gosh, I just did a talk in front of 800 people. This dude is right. And I called him back up. I was like, dude, this was accurate.
He's like, I've been waiting for you to call.
No, he didn't.
I knew who it was as soon as he picked it up.
All of this has been possible because of your support and us working through this. And so thank you for
just
all of that.
Us.
I don't thank you enough.
Being driven. Thank you for being the support that I needed. You know,
don't give a clump on me. I'm ready to cry.
Yeah, don't.
It's emotional what we go through. And we've learned to kind of talk better about the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you don't talk about it, it's terrible.
Oh, we've done that too. Let's just pretend that's not happening right now.
People do that for years and that's not.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Deal
don't
with it.
Don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get stuck. Don't be stuck. You're only as stuck as you allow yourself to be. You can get unstuck and it's going to be hard.
A lot
it's going to be
stuff
really hard.
Is what holds people back from excelling and you know.
And they don't believe it.
Having this the support or the in themselves that they know, they can do it. They need to believe in themselves.
I got just the place for them to believe in themselves.
Plantspiration.
We should get into the people that started believing in themselves, because every single person that joined and who came in and said, hey, this year, by the way, I wanted to add, since I've joined, this is what we're down so far. And we haven't gotten everybody. We've hit so many people over the years we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. But since November, we started the podcast and we kind of started sending out, hey, if you could fill this out, tell us where you're at so far. So yeah, I would say we're at about 5 or 10%. Do you think that number...
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, it's a small percent.
A 5 to 10% amount of people have given in some totals for this year.
Well, basically, for their weight, because, you know, it's a nice number we can measure. Since you guys started Plantspiration, and all the people, whoever came in, you know, reported back to us, how much weight have you lost?
And then we'll get to questions, because I know we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you to the clock that we've been sent. We love it. We thank you for your gifts. We got a beautiful ornament. We've gotten the clock, because people are like, these people need a clock in here. They keep asking, like, what time it is.
But, yeah, since people have started Plantspiration, they've recorded, so far, we've recorded 925 pounds have been lost.
Almost 1,000 pounds have been lost at Plantspiration that have been reported.
Other people.
It's going to keep growing is what we're saying.
Yeah.
And we started this day one. We're like, I manifested that. I was like, and I think if we talk about all the progress we make each week, people will want to come in and hear what's going on each week and look at what's happening.
Yeah. So if you're in the community and you haven't reported back,
please let us know. Send
me
anytime
an email if you want, John@plantspiration.org, John@JOHN.
He's taking care of those numbers.
Yeah.
And the slew of diseases that people have reversed, we haven't even tapped into that, but it has been heart disease, angina, diabetes, lots of hypothyroidism, lupus, autoimmune, Graves disease. People are losing inches. People are off their medications. People are off. There has been infertility reversed. There's been
like
restless leg syndrome. PCOS. We've had so many things, and we're not here writing the research.
Right.
We're reading it and we're teaching people how to do it. We're applying it. Yeah. Well, we did apply it, and as you keep hearing, we know how to make it apply, and we know how to make it stick, and we teach people how to make this to crush it through diet and lifestyle changes. So that where's the claps for that? 925. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's great.
One more, because it was that awesome.
It was awesome.
End of year, 2024. So
thank you.
Can you believe what 2025 is going to look like if this is how it started? 925 pounds.
That's a lot.
Thank you for everybody for checking in with us on that. We want to see more of it. And now let's hear those questions so we can let these people get back. Like, we want to help you crush your goals. Yeah. We want this to inspire you to do that, to get this good nutrition and to start tackling this stuff. And I'm going to quick go over the five tips.
Yeah. Let's pop out a question or two here. How do you stay on track with whole food plant-based when your partner isn't on board?
We get this question every single day. Yeah. What's the answer? You even know
Move
this.
Move out.
Stop. No. You don't do that. You don't say that. You can't do that. What is the answer to that? There's really only one. Well, there's a couple.
There's a couple, but I mean, I'm going to say you definitely need support because you're not getting it there.
It's a big part of Plantspiration and why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah. And if you came into the Saturday support group and joined us, you would hear time and time again, I couldn't do this without the support of everybody in here. I can't wait to get to the Wednesday night class. I can't wait for the Saturday support group. Yeah. People are living for this.
Thursday thrive.
Because they don't have the support.
Mm-hmm.
So one, I'm going to go over how to manifest your goals, how to make it happen while you're avoiding what they're eating. But you have to remember your why. And every day over here, you're remembering it, and it keeps you on track. So I wish I had a simple answer.
Support.
Oh, it is a simple answer.
You.
Yeah, support and focus on you. Get into Plantspiration, and we'll help you stay there. And you have to focus on your why. Why are you doing this? And that has to drive you every single day, because it's just how you do it. That's the answer to that.
That's awesome. I got one here that is, did you backslide at all when you first went whole food plant-based? More of a personal thing question. Did you backslide?
What do you think the answer to this is?
Not so far as having animals.
No.
Any animal products.
I didn't even know it was a backslide until we went through this. Yeah. So that's a great question. And thank you to everybody who sent those in.
Yeah.
So we started in 2013, and I did backslide a little bit. Mm-hmm. In 2017, now the kids could go out shopping a little bit more. They were all driving, shopping, going out. They were bringing home vegan junk food. We had Beyond Burgers coming out. We had more vegan cheeses coming out. We had more of that stuff coming out. You know, and I'm thinking, I reached my goal. I lost 100 pounds. I reversed all my diseases. What's a chip? It's vegan.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for me. Mm-mm. Months in, almost a year, I was like, I feel terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I still looked like I lost the weight, which I did. I kept it off.
Right.
But I was aching. Mm-hmm. I was miserable. I was starting to get stiff again, and I couldn't understand what was going on.
Right.
I did, like, start bringing back my numbers started rising a little bit for inflammation, and I knew right away, I was like, it's the oil.
Mm-hmm.
We were learning more and more, and I was like, I'm just going to get this out all the way. This is no joke.
Right.
So that's why we teach every week no oil, because it does matter. It does Definitely. Matter. It's an inflammatory. It caused problems, and everybody I've worked with so far, when I'm working with reversing autoimmunes, they have to keep that stuff out. So did I backslide? Yes. And what I did was, you know, I reframed the obstacle to, what am I going to learn from this? It wasn't really a backslide. I always say my comeback's better than my setback.
Yeah.
And it was. Yeah. I got better at it.
So you did the electric slide away from the oil.
I did. I had to. It doesn't do anybody any good.
No, it doesn't. I got another one here with, looks like insulin resistance. They're told not to eat carbs, fruit, and beans. Can you weigh in on it?
Yeah, I can weigh in on that. I'm really sorry that whoever told you that is spreading misinformation like that. It's scary. We hear it every week. We hear it every day. And that's just simply not the case. So don't take my word for it. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's misinformation. Everybody reversing their diabetes over here is doing it with copious amounts of fruit. The evidence is out. The research is out. We need the fiber. We need the fruit. We need the beans. We need the whole grains. We need the carbs. Mm-hmm. This is what we teach. This is what we do. And more importantly, how to actually do that. And then you'll hear people talking about how they did it too. So there's a couple things going on. One, accept the fact that whoever told you that just isn't up to date on their nutrition education. Right, That's not the latest in nutrition. And I have not seen anybody eating animal reversing their heart disease or diabetes. It doesn't work like that. And I'm not talking about treating, and I'm talking about helping people learn how to reverse it. And that's by getting out those animal products and putting beans, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, meaning complex carbohydrates, on your plate.
The exact stuff that doctors say don't eat, like this.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
The problem here is the misinformation, and that doctors are still unfortunately telling people this misinformation, dietitians, even diabetic dietitians, unfortunately. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. They're going to school and they're not learning this part because there's no money in getting people healthy.
They're not
so
taught that on purpose.
That's the bottom line. So it is possible, and you should be eating those things because the evidence shows that's how you reverse disease and live longer. And we'll teach you how
that's
to make
awesome.
That happen. And you'll hear people who have done it as well, right here with you in classes.
For sure. What do you think? You got time for one more?
Sure.
And is this
we're gonna go hard because it's the last episode of the year. We did it, John. We did it. We said we were gonna start this podcast, and we did it. Give me the next question.
Okay, it's kind of a busy work schedule, sports schedule, and lots of food allergies. How do you navigate this whole food plant based?
This
crazy
is a great
work
question.
Schedule. I mean, work. I
we
have
get
a crazy
that.
Work schedule.
I have a crazy work schedule. But, and I'm not minimizing or telling you that.
No, definitely not.
We appreciate the question, but this is a great, great point to make right here. And I'm glad that this person brought this up, and it gives an opportunity to talk about it.
Because no matter
what,
we're eating.
You're eating. So whatever you're eating that you're not allergic to, eat more of it. And I want to add in there.
It's got no animal in it.
So if you have allergies to food, put in meat and dairy as well, because I'm allergic to chronic disease. Are you allergic to chronic disease?
Yeah, most
certainly. I'm allergic to anything that promotes disease.
Yeah.
So there's over 80,000 or 88,000 plants to eat from. We're not allergic to everything is what I tell people.
Sure
we find can. What we can eat.
Yeah.
If you can eat pasta, if you can eat apples, fruits, whatever fruits you can eat, maybe grapes. You know, people have reversed diabetes with sugar and rice.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's been crazy. Studies are out there.
Don't find excuses not to do it. find the reasons why you should do it. Yeah. That's the way you reframe those obstacles. A lot of people come in with those questions, and this was great to bring up. They come in with, I can't do this, I can't do this. Think of what you can do.
Yeah.
What is it that you're not allergic to or that you can eat? And sometimes I want to get into a little bit, what allergy test did you take? Because some of those things can be very... they make a lot of money for people to go through allergy tests is what I've learned from other doctors. And that's not always the case. Like people say, I'm allergic to this, this, and this.
I mean, yeah. I mean, well, really, you got to, are you, is like allergic is it, different than, oh, I
get that's where I get to work a little individually with everybody. Mm-hmm. So what I can say to you is it can be done, because if you have time to eat food, make food, go grocery shopping, it isn't
time to get healthier.
You have
stuff.
Time to grab the healthier stuff. It just is going to take a minute of learning, and it isn't going to be a quick drive through the, it's like facing that uncomfortable stuff. And that's the hard part that we're going to help support people through it. So get in here, show up to class. That's the hard part, showing up and learning how to do it. We've got a great class coming up this week.
I mean, you can stay home and show up.
You can stay home and show up.
It's
virtual.
All on Zoom, virtual.
We're going to be teaching people how to make waffles. Your waffles, you're doing
my
it.
My waffles. Took months to get that recipe dialed in.
We've really got it dialed
in. It's a pancake or waffle recipe.
We had pancakes for dinner almost every day this
week. Oh, I got a little something up my sleeve for
and
this
we're making,
class this week.
We're going to teach people how to actually make air fried cheese fries.
Oh,
like,
man.
It doesn't have to be complicated, is what we are compelled to tell you.
Yeah, people need like normal comfort food, and we still eat that.
We're still eating it, and we're going to be breaking out our burgers, our Plantspiration burgers. You're going to want to see us make it, and how easy it is. These burgers we did back in 2013 when we had a huge graduation party, and we were like, we're not eating meat, and we got all these people coming. So we did that, and we can't wait to teach everybody how simple and easy it is. And then we're going to take the ingredients that we went for the recipes and show you how to use them for the rest of the week, because it shouldn't be complicated. It's not complicated. This is how you do
it's
not, okay?
It's awesome.
Thank you for listening in this far. Let me go down my master manifestor five tips, by
let's
the way.
Punch that out.
How did we do this? How did we get here? And how are we going to keep on climbing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to write it down daily. Here's my tips. Get a pen and paper. This is what you hear me say to people.
Definitely. It's great.
Write it down. What do you want? What do you want? I want my podcast to go to the top. That's what I write down. It's happening. Yeah. 42% of people who write it down are more likely to accomplish their goals. You have a 42% more chance of accomplishing your goals when you write it down. I have stuff written down all over the place. On my mirror in the morning. I've got a whiteboard now I'm carrying around with me like it's, you know, my gold mine, my note cards. I'm very into RAS. Reticular activating system. I learned when you write something down, like, you know, when you see a hot rod and you're like, oh, I want that red Corvette or that doggy or that whatever, you see it all
you
the time.
You start seeing more of that.
When I started talking about this, you were like, aha, I see the checks coming in the mail. I see the jobs coming in. And we started honing in on it.
Yeah.
It works. So write it down daily. Daily, this is the work.
Yeah.
If you've got time to scroll through the internet, if you've got time to call your friend and bitch about something, if you got time, and this was me, by the way, I'm not talking about you. That was me. I realized if I had time to do all that BS, I shut the news off, I shut everything else down, and I started tuning into myself because I wanted this.
Yep.
Like a vacation, I wrote it down like an itinerary. This is my plan.
That's awesome.
And you make goals, smart goals. They're specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're relevant, and they're time bound. I started blocking out time. This is what I need to do. This is how I'm going to get it done. And it kept getting more organized as I went.
You got to be organized, Karen.
Favorite movie. There we go. Little, what is that movie?
Goodfellas.
Thank you. Got to be organized. People tell me all the time how organized I am.
I'm telling you.
Well, I'm getting
maybe
better at
happening.
It.
What's happening,
So daily, write down what you want. It's so important. It's just works. Number two, write it down right now.
Yeah, write it down.
We'll talk about this next year. Send it in. Tell us how your year went, because we want to cheer it on for you. Number two, visualize it.
Look at it.
This ain't no joke. Like your vacation, like the house that you want, like the Thinspiration that I put on my bike. If you don't visualize yourself there, you're never going to know what steps to take to get there. You don't know. Visualize it. Neuroscience says this activates the neural pathways.
Yeah.
To guide your brain into success. It opens it up. Now you see where you're going. I call it kind of cleaning off the windshield wiper. Like, boom, now you know what direction you're going in. it fires those pathways that make it more possible when you visualize yourself there. And you have to do it like 5 to 10 minutes a day, daily. Mm-hmm. Don't think about if you didn't do it daily. Just get to the next day and start doing it. More time on what you're doing. And I see you doing this more, and we're going to do more of it.
Yeah, I definitely. You got to visualize it in your head, like really physically visualize it.
We know we're getting better at this. So much so that for New Year, 2025, it isn't a resolution, but you saw me dragging it all in.
Yeah, I did. We're doing some vision boards.
That's what I said.
Yeah, like Pinterest in the real. No, we're making our vision boards.
I got magazines, we got markers, we got big paper sheets.
Poster boards. Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we're going to work on a manifesting board or visualization.
Manifesting board.
There's something else that's called a vision board. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think you would have done this a couple years ago.
No. I'd be like, that's dumb. But I've learned a lot more, and everything, all of this is... Manifesting is real. I didn't, all this stuff that
it
took
real.
A while to learn of, holy cow, I've been doing that. Like, it really works. So now it's like wrapping my head around how to.
And if everybody stops and think about all the things that they have done and they have accomplished and those wins and firing off that dopamine and realizing you can do this, you've got the tools within you. We just got to put it into action. And how to do that is number three, gratitude. Mm-hmm. If we practice gratitude, 3 to 5 things you're grateful for every day. And I work with all my clients with this. And the ones who are doing the gratitude, it is no fail. They do better.
Heck yeah.
Science tells us it increases optimism, positivity, hope, and dopamine. Right. When we were going through all that tough stuff, we're about to lose everything.
What?
I had to think about what I had, which was the ability to make things better, to get through it, to think about what we learned from this. What am I going to do differently next time? I focus so much more on how to help get us out of it.
Totally. I mean, without you, without your support, I mean, I don't know. I'd still be sitting in a quiet shop. I mean, I got a lot of work coming in now, and it's freaking awesome. I mean, it's just been coming in.
Watching you practice gratitude is new. And we do more of it, and there's not too much pressure on it. It's just starting to be more regular where I'm like, let's just start dropping some gratitude.
Right.
That's all it takes is to start practicing gratitude. And some people don't know where to begin. Start with, if you can hear this, be grateful. Some can't.
Exactly.
If you can see this, be grateful. If you have to go down what I call gratitude inventory, and I start with just my body and what it's capable of doing.
Right.
Even when I was really unhealthy and overweight, I started having gratitude that my body got me here today. I didn't wait till I lost the weight to start being grateful. I started being grateful immediately that I could do something about it. So with that, then it goes into my number four, take aligned action. And what I mean by that is start living the life you want to live.
Right.
Think of your success story. Like, I pasted my picture.
Like,
on
it's not just going to show up at the front door. Hey, I'm here. Let's live.
It's got to happen with an effort. You're going to have to get up and do stuff that's uncomfortable. You're going to have
purpose.
Yes. You're going to have to be vulnerable and say, I'm not doing this right. You're going to be vulnerable when people see you doing this and they go, what is that? Hey, don't worry about it. Okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. Take the aligned action and break down those goals. Like I said, write a list. You know, I'm going to go grocery shopping. And cross that off the list, as silly as that may seem. But when you cross it off a list, it's like, boom, dopamine, I did something. It's aligned action. You're doing what you want to do.
Just writing your own list, crossing it off as you complete it. That's just the most generic-y, easy stuff. It just multiplies your... just the goodness of all
He can't
of it.
Even get it out. He's so
Seriously,
excited about
I'm
it.
Stoked.
Nobody's manifesting, writing down, my life is going to get worse. I want my car to break down. I can't wait to lose my job.
Yeah,
I can't wait to go broke. Please use it for good. You've got this unbelievable ability, this brain we have that we haven't been nourishing. We've been zoning out, doom scrolling, listening to the news. Mm-hmm. You know what? We don't know what tomorrow is, but I can tell you what, you can really have an awesome day today as soon as you start telling yourself that there's a better way to do it.
Right.
Reframe, number five, reframe the obstacles.
Yep.
What did we learn from this? We've been reframing these obstacles, for example, every Sunday morning. We don't edit these. Mm-hmm. We are learning how to get together show notes. Because at first it was like, we're just going to go in there and talk about stuff. And then, of course, we get in here, we're like, what do we talk about? Yeah. This is really happening.
But you just got to do it. I mean, you got to really, any obstacles, you just, like you say, and reframe it. I mean, just know that you're going to learn from whatever it is, and we're going to, you know, it's not an obstacle now. It's just a way, it's a learning tool.
And we hope that this inspires you to be able to do this stuff too, because problem solving daily, by the way, helps you be more creative, helps you get to your goal. So at the end of the day, I don't think about all the things that went wrong and how sucky it is. I think, oh man, what could I do differently for that to get better? And that's the tool that I started bringing in all the day and sharpening. Like, what could I do to make this better? Every class was not great. This has been a long haul. The first time that nobody showed up sucked. You know, starting a support group, 238 support groups later, not easy to navigate that all these years. But I didn't think about all the stuff that went wrong. I just kept thinking, like, what could I do to make it better?
And that's
why it's so successful.
That's right.
We did it. We want to inspire everyone to reach their goals, and we know your goal isn't being unhealthy.
No.
So this is where I'm just going to come out and say it. Join us at Plantspiration. Yeah. Learn how to eat your plants off. Make healthy lifestyle changes that last and get the support you deserve. Those obstacles you're facing, we want to help you overcome it. Just like the 925 pounds that we've gotten off slew of chronic diseases.
You know, that, by
this
the
is
way,
really happening.
That's only for the our... In the community, when they've started planting, this doesn't include our 250 as a family.
It doesn't include probably another 2,000 pounds of people, to be fair.
Easily.
And other diseases from the years that we didn't keep track.
Easily.
But we want you to help us keep track this year for 2025.
Yeah.
We want you to make health your priority.
It should be.
And your goals.
Nobody else is going to do it for you.
You can make them happen. In January, we're going to be starting the whole Stay Focused Challenge. I do that every day. We're going to continue to teach people how to level up, eat their plants off, prevent and reverse disease. We've got new classes. We're always doing new stuff and breaking our own boundaries.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Seriously.
And we're going to keep learning from those mistakes. We can't wait to see you guys into the healthiest year yet.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I'm just so excited for 2025.
Look what we did. We did it. We did the podcast. We made it happen. And you guys, you made this happen. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for the comments. Please leave more comments. John loves them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
He needs them. He's gotten over any anxiety of being here, but because that's how you get through it.
Well, yeah. Because, especially I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. And then I see... I'm just not really feeling that good about myself,
about
the podcast. And then I'll see, oh my God, you guys are awesome.
We're new to it.
And, well, that's all. We're just normal. We relate to people. And I just want you guys to know that, there's a healthier life there.
There is.
And you can have it. You can grab it.
And you can grab it. And we're going to teach you how, and you're going to be surrounded by people. So I guess that's it. I guess we're wrapping it up. The last episode of the year, we can't thank you enough. Be the inspiration the world needs to see. Mm-hmm. That's really what this is about. We want to help you get there. Health, future, all these wonderful things. Thank you guys so much. Happy New Year. We can't wait for it to be a you year. Thanks for following us.
Happy New Year, you guys.
We love you.
Love you.
Eat your plants off, and we'll see you in class, because we're going to teach you amazing.
Yeah.
Did I swear? Don't swear. We'll lose somebody.
Cut it out.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.